Be'ezus Hashem, Parshas Dvorim, Shabbos Chazoin, Tovshin Pei Gimel, the Tishas Hayomim of Chodesh Av. Sefer Dvorim, Parshas Dvorim, is a Musar Shmuz. It's a Musar Shmuz that maybe comes as a Mishnah Torah after the Arba of the Chamushay Torah. And also before the Emes the Hemshich of what's going to be now that the Sefer of Mishnah Torah is the Inyonim of Avodas Hashem, Avo, Dveikus, Aseres Adibris, Shema Yisrael. Before that is the Musar Shmuz of Parshas Dvorim. Reishis Chochma, Yiras Hashem, an Inyon of Yiras Shemayim as a Hakdomo to the Mishnah Torah. The Orach Chaim HaKadosh writes that the first Pasuk actually, every word in the first Pasuk is a remez to a different Nakuda of Midois and Yiras Shemayim. As he goes through the Pasuk, it says, Eila HaDvorim, Asher Dibar Moshe, Be'ever HaYardein, Be'ever, says the Orach Chaim, is the Mida of Avram Avinu, who was an Ivri, that he stood on his side. HaYardein, says the Orach Chaim, is Toiv Mirdus Achas B'Liboy Shel Adam Yoyser Mimei Malkiyah, is to give a Mirda, a Merida, a Shmuz, a Musa Shmuz. Ba'Midbar, he says, is a remez for the Inyan of Midas Ho'anova, Ba'arova, continuing the Pasuk, that the Midas Anova should be B'Midas Ha'arevos. It shouldn't be totally to an extreme, with an Arevos, with a certain balance. Moil Suf is B'Mistakel and B'Misboinen to the Yoyim HaMisa. A person has to realize always what the Tachlis is, and always be Moil Suf. He should always see the Tachlis in front of him. Continues the Pasuk, says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, Ben Poron Uvein Toifel. He says it's a remiss to what it writes in the Choyvus HaLavovus, that haporush tzahalosay b'fonov v'dagosay b'liboy. Poron is the tzahalosay b'fonov, and l'umah zeh toifel is dagosay b'liboy. Lovon is a lave tohar. Chatzeros, he says, is a remiss for Yaakov Avinu, that's yoyshev v'holim mas hasmoda k'viyas itim l'toira. V'di zohav is sheyoymar l'zohav dai, the inyan of histapkes b'muat, and to be margish that I'm sameach b'chelkoi, dai, I have enough zohav. So the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh over here beautifully said that every word in the Pasuk is Taka Amusr Shmuz. Rashi learns that every word is being Meramiz, also a Toichacha, on various Chatoyim that the Yidden had done in the past. But as we're saying from the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, it's Taka, the opener of the Musr Shmuz. We said already that every word, Be'ever, HaYardin, Ba'midbar, Ba'arova, Moil, Suf, Ve'in Poron, Uvein Toifel, Ve'lovon, Ve'chatzeres, Ve'dizov, we, B'Ktzara said, each Nakuda, what the Aruch Chaim was saying, what its Meram is, and what kind of Musar Shmuz it's saying. The Pasuk says in Hosea, Kechui Mochem Dvorim Veshuva El Hashem. I heard B'derech Drash, you could say, Kechui Mochem Dvorim, take with you Sefer Dvorim Veshuva El Hashem. Sefer Dvorim, Parshas Dvorim, is certainly an Inyan to be Meskar of El Hashem. We're holding now in the Tishas Hayomim, where we know it says, Kol Roit Feho Hisigua Bein Amitzarim. Kol Roit Fez, Kol Roit Divka, someone that wants to have care of us Hashem, and it's not a coincidence that it comes together always with Parshas Dvorim. Kuhui Mochem Dvorim Vishuva El Hashem. Dvorim is giving us now this Musar Shmuz. Another Nakuda that we see in Parshas Dvorim that also is telling us a Gevaldika Musar Shmuz. The Pasuk says, Ata Kumu V'Ivru Lachem Es Nachal Zored. The Medrash says, what does it mean that they to go over Nachal Zored, the Yarden? What does it mean Nachal Zored? The Medrash says it's Zored because it was a Zeres. It was only a half of an Amah. The Yidden were in the Midbar for 38 years. They couldn't cross the Yarden, which was only a Zeres, which was only a half of an Amah. On the other hand, the Yamsuf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kareya than the Yamsuf. Because you see from here that a person is not B'yicholtoi Lasoi Sme'uma, unless it's Machrizin Olav Milmala, that's Ratzon Hashem. When it is Ratzon Hashem, Hayom Rov Ayonois. When it's not Ratzon Hashem, then Nachal Zored, 30 centimeters, a half of an Amah, is like the Chazanish's share, is not able to pass it. Mit the Rabbeinu Shloim Mekendi Yam Spalten. There's a memra. Mit the Rabbeinu Shloim Mekendi Yam Spalten. Under Rabbeinu Shloim, you can't get through the door. You can't even go even to get one step in. A person has to realize that everything, that even when we have Takedaikis, that's another thing we see in Parshas Dvarim here. The Pasuk says, Echo Esol Vadi Torchachem Umasaachem. Rashi says, Masa'achem zu apikursis. Rashi's ma'arichta, what it means, but efshir atayich, what does it mean, Masa'achem is apikursis? If a person thinks it's Masa'achem, it's his load, he has the heavy load, that's apikursis. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is anyways carrying your load. Right? Gamim es amitz be'etzes v'tachbulois. Mibaladai uschov ezrozcho ein ezra of Yeshua. Reboin oilom, yadati, ki hinu nibiyot cholavad, ki choyme biyara yoitze. A person has to know, it's apikorsis to think masachim, it's my load. That's another message that we have it from Sefer Dvorim. Now we said that Sefer Dvorim is the Sefer that's teaching us about Yira, Yira Hashem. Yira is Gematria 216. So is Aryeh, same letters actually. So is Gvura, that's already different letters, but it's the Gematria 216. Chodesh Av, the mazel of Chodesh Av is Aryeh. And the 9 days from Rosh Chodesh Av till Tisha B'Av is 9 days. There's 24 hours in a day. There is 216 hours in the 9 days. 216 hours. Because these are the 9 days of Chodesh Av, of Aryeh. They are the days of Yira. The Medrash says, Ola Aryeh, Zunavuchad Netzar. And it brings a pasuk, Ola Aryeh Misayv Choy. B'mazel Aryeh, Chodesh Av, which is the mazel of Aryeh. V'hichriv Ariel, it was Machrav the Beis HaMikdash. Al-Manas, Shiyovei Aryeh, HaKodesh Baruch Hu. B'mazel Aryeh, again in Chodesh Av, V'yivne Ariel. The Eish on the Mizbeach was in the Tzura of an Aryeh. Because the Aryeh represents Be'etzim, the Koyach of the Shekhinah. But Chodesh Av is the Chodesh of Aryeh. Is these 216, which we said it's also Yira, it's also Gevura, it's also actually Eile Masei. In last week's parsha, we learned Eile Masei. Eile Masei is Gematria 216. Because that travel, this Tkufa is one Chativa of a Tkufa of these 216 hours of Yira and Gevura. But it's fascinating, the Zohar brings that Be'etzem, there's Chesed and there's Gevura. Chesed is Gematria 72. Three times Chesed is Gevura. 216. Again, Chesed is 72. The Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Chesed. Three times Chesed is Gevura. And it's also Chavakuk. Why? Chavakuk means to be mechabik, to hug. The emes is a person sometimes thinks, and that's really what Chodesh Av is all about. Av is a father. Avinu Sheba Shemayim. Sometimes we get patch. But we have to realize, the ultimate chesed is gevura. Chesed times three. And why times three? This I can add, at their hair. Alpi Chazal, a circle is exactly, they didn't have pi, a circle is exactly three times the diameter. The circumference is three times the diameter. So the pshat is, the ultimate chesed, a chavakuk of chesed, chavakuk is 216, is gevura, is yira, is aryeh, is chodesh av. When we come to the Hakara finally, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'etzem, with all that he was punishing us, when we come to that Hakara, that the Gevura is Be'etzem ultimately triple Chesed, when we come to that Hakara, then Taka Yovai Aryeh, the Yivna Ariel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will Taka rebuild the Beis HaMikdash in Chodesh Aryeh, that it's Be'esh Hitzata, Uve'esh Ata Osid Lifnoisa, and Be'ezer Hashem, we should be Zoicha to the Gula Shlema.